Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And as you just heard, coming to you live from Mobile, Alabama, the site of the Senior Bowl, really getting into this, enjoying this. Been here since Sunday doing our second show, the second of five shows that will be emanating from this location. We are at the Riverview Plaza. This is the Renaissance Hotel, where the main place, this is where the players from both the North and the South College All-Star teams are housed. And basically all the, that's the epicenter of the NFL, quite honestly, because personnel from the NFL teams are housed at various hotels in and around this immediate area, all walking distance from here. But this is the place where you see the general managers, the coaches, and so forth coming in to meet with players, get the interviews done with players, to find out more about them. And then you go over to Ladd Peebles Stadium, which is where the game will be played Saturday, and it'll be televised by NFL Network. That's where the practices are taking place. The North squad practicing this morning, the South this afternoon. We've been able to see a couple of days' worth of practices. Our group here from the Cleveland Browns, and we've got Matt Plojancic from ClevelandBrowns.com, Drew Boatner also, and we're giving you the full coverage, this radio show each day, but also online at ClevelandBrowns.com. You want to check out all the good stuff there. And good stuff on this show, John Spytek, the Browns Director of College Scouting, will be a guest of ours tonight, as will Todd McShay, ESPN draft analyst and regular on this show, Bernie Kosar. He's down here in Mobile as well. Got in today and watched some practice with him today. Always fun to have Bernie on. We'll get his thoughts on the Senior Bowl as well. Going to some questions, which again is driven by Liberty Ford from the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. Don is asking, with all the hiring going on for offensive coordinator, why have the Browns not made a move yet? I don't think this is about not making a move. I think it's still about interviewing and about going through a process of trying to find the right guy, Pat Shurmur doing his due diligence. And to my knowledge right now, nothing's been done. So I'm like everyone else, I'm a waiting word. I don't have any deeper knowledge of, you know, who they're talking to or what's going on. And I will find out pretty much, I think, when the world finds out. And, you know, hopefully that is going to be soon, because you want to get the guy in place with the draft coming up, this whole process of finding players. But more importantly, getting the right guy, getting the guy that the Browns feel, that Pat Shurmur feels, can be an upgrade and help this football team. Via Twitter, the Browns official Twitter page, at Ricky Toogood, if the Eagles let go DeSean Jackson, should we pick him up? You know, my answer to that, Ricky, is I don't think so. As talented a guy as he is, if he's let go by the Eagles, then and there's a lot of baggage, a lot of problems there. I don't know if I want somebody else's problem, and I'm not of the mind that says, as much talent as a guy has, if he's a big problem for somebody else, if Andy Reid can't make it work there with him, why do we think, you know, the Browns, why is he a good fit for the Browns? I'm just skeptical when a guy like that is available with that much talent. Okay, coming up in a couple of minutes, a conversation with the Browns Director of College Scouting, John Spytek. You will hear from him from Mobile, Alabama, site of the Senior Bowl. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports is in the game.
Behind the wheel of your new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Right now, you can lease three of the best-selling fuel-efficient Fords for only $169 a month. Select from hundreds of Focuses, Fusions, and Escapes for just $169. That's right, Focus, Fusion, and Escape, all for only $169 a month. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Take it from Dave Lennox. At the end of the day, it's all about comfort. And the same is true for the middle of the day, the morning, and all night long. A new high-efficiency home comfort system from Lennox will keep your family comfortable 24/7 and reduce your utility bills. Right now, your local Lennox dealer has the system you're looking for. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Cleveland Browns Stadium and the Browns Training Facility have just the right spaces to help make your next private event a masterpiece. The Browns offer up to 30 unique and inviting venues that can make your wedding, bar and bat mitzvah, holiday party, prom, or other social or corporate event a success. For more information on how you can host your next private event with the Browns, call 440-824-6162 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
Hey Cleveland, it's Will Burge, and it's time for another haircut. Check out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Cuyahoga Falls. Open 7 days a week, even Sundays. Located at the northeast corner of Howe Avenue and Buckholzer Boulevard in Cuyahoga Falls. Follow them on Twitter at LJWickedAwesome.
Time Warner Cable Business Class. You first, the technology follows. To learn more, visit www.twcbc.com.
Your home for Lake Erie Monsters hockey is ESPN 850, WKNR, and 1540 KNR2, Cleveland.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are live from Mobile, Alabama, site of the Senior Bowl. Going to be here through the rest of the week, enjoying this week as we check out the college senior all-stars from the North and the South. We'll face each other on Saturday, checking out those practices each day and assessing those along with the 32 NFL teams, the Browns and 31 other teams here to check them out. And this segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And we're so happy to welcome to the show the Browns Director of College Scouting, John Spytek. John, how you doing?
Doing great, Vic. How you doing today?
Excellent. All right. So we're talking with you here in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. And this is really for guys like yourself where, you know, during the regular season, the focus is on the guys who are playing the games and coaching the games. Senior Bowl, this is the personnel guy's time. I mean, this you must be fired up for a week like this.
Yeah, this is always an exciting time of the year for us. Coming down here, there's so many great players that we haven't had a chance really to interact with one-on-one before, and a lot of times haven't seen in person. And it's fun. It kind of gets everything kicked off. You know, we're a couple weeks away from the combine, and this is always an exciting time of year for us, absolutely.
What mindset do you take when you come down here? I mean, you obviously have a plan, and you're preparing it not just for yourself, but for the staff, for the scouts doing their thing. But generally speaking, give us a sense of what your Browns game plan is when you come to an event like this.
I mean, really, we're just continuing to gather information on these kids. You know, we've spent a lot of time on them in the fall with film and with talking to their coaches and whatnot. But this is just, you know, I know we always say this and you hear Tom say it all the time too. This is just another step in the process. That's a very important step.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to get to know the kids a little bit better. We have some questions that we've addressed in some of our previous meetings that we need to get to answer from the kids. And it's just, it all kind of builds and builds towards the draft.
The interview process, I know, continues when you're at the combine in Indianapolis, and those are more controlled sessions, those 15 minutes that you get with each player, and you put in the request list of guys you want to talk with. But is the atmosphere any different here and any more conducive to you getting material from these guys, information from these guys that you maybe wouldn't get at the combine because it's a little tighter and more structured? And is the atmosphere, are any of these guys a little looser, so to speak, to talk with you?
Yeah, I would definitely say of the two, this is the more informal. You know, this is one of our scouts and this kid talking one-on-one, and kind of you can see here there's a big, kind of a big ballroom that, you know, it's kind of a one-on-one conversation. It's, it becomes personal. We ask them about their family. The one at the combine is much more X's and O's. It's put them on the board. You know, can you draw up a blitz? Can you draw up your favorite pass play? Can you draw up your favorite run play? We have some video in those. What did you, you know, what was the call here? What are you doing here? What did you see here? Why did you make this check? So this is more background personal stuff for us to get a feel for it. And our scouts will actually, following the week, they'll go into our computer system and they'll type up an interview report on the player, kind of the general feel. This is what this kid was all about. I liked the kid. I didn't like the kid. And these are the reasons why.
Can you get a guy to tell you maybe what he doesn't want to tell you? And I mean, that's the goal, right? To get him to say maybe more than he would necessarily want you to know if it was going to work against him in the draft.
Yeah, I don't know that we're trying to play mind games with the kid so much as to just ask him the questions. I do think we're pretty blunt. I mean, if there's a question that has to be asked, the expectation is that it gets asked and it gets answered, you know, and you know, we're not going to force the kid to answer something he doesn't want to answer. But I do think that we get information from that, too. You know, if we have stuff, you know, that we've in our background checks that we've come up with and we know that this kid did do this or he didn't do this or blah, blah, blah. And he doesn't answer that question. That kind of leads to what is this kid all about?
Sure,
I think.
Sure. And are there going to be a lot of this is how many Senior Bowls for you, John?
7 or 8 or something.
Okay.
Like that.
So, but you've been through a bunch of them. Are there any in the time that you've come to this game? True revelations where you've come here because I know you've been doing your homework all college season long, and you've been gathering and you've been pouring over material. So you get to this phase of it. How many times have you come away from this game saying, "Wow, I didn't really know that about this guy"?
Man, I think it happens all the time. I mean, a lot of times we haven't had time to chance to talk with the kids. So the first time you talk to him, you've heard good things, you've heard bad things, but you know sometimes you've heard great things and you kind of come away being like, well, he's a good kid, but I don't know if he really fits what we're all about. Or, you know, they said he was a great kid, but I didn't feel that as much. In terms of if you're talking about the interviews, I think, you know, we talk about play on the field and all that too. You know, it is, sometimes you like guys on film and you see them in person and you get a very different feeling. And that's one of the reasons we come down here too.
John Spytek, he's the director of college scouting for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast live from Mobile, Alabama, site of the Senior Bowl. And John, the typical day, say for you here, as you get in sort of the middle of the week, the meat of the week, give me a sense of that typical morning and night, because I see stuff kind of going on around here, walking through the area of the where we are, the Riverview hotel where players are based, activity going on late into night, and it's not all social. It looks like these interviews and such are going on in the late hours. So give me a sense of morning till night, what it's like.
Yeah, we have practice coming up here at 9:30, so we'll all be over there. It's at the Ladd People Stadium. I think it's the North team this morning, and we'll check that out. That'll last about 2 hours or so. We'll get some lunch. We'll come back. We'll do it again this afternoon.
For the South team.
And then we'll grab some dinner, and then we'll be right back over here. This is where the players are, and this is where most of the informal interviews are conducted, right in this area, which I'm sure you've seen.
And there's no – your goal is get them as many of them as – you keep these guys up pretty late, too.
Yeah, I mean, all of our scouts have a list of players, and they're expected to have the interviews done.
They're relentless.
You know, by the time they leave here on Thursday. So we actually have collected all their cell phone numbers, so
okay.
it makes it harder for them to get away from us. You know, some of them are tired after a long day, but you know, we have a job to do too, and it's important.
And they know what they're here for, right, John? I mean, this is the job fair of job fairs for these guys, or at least, you know, one of them. I know the combine may be more the ultimate one, but to the extent that what are they here for? They're here for this very thing, to have these conversations with you and other NFL teams.
Yeah, I think they are, and I think most of them know that. But, you know, some of them, I think, are a little taken aback by the fact that 32 teams might want to talk to them. You know, and it's I don't know that they know exactly what they're getting into when they come here, which I think you talk to these kids, they didn't know what to expect at the Senior Bowl. They didn't know what totally to expect at the combine. They have an idea, but, you know, we're a little pushy sometimes when it comes to, you know, we have questions that need to get answered, and And so we do our best to make sure that they get answered.
The vast majority of guys here, and in fact, maybe the only guy here who falls in this category, Brandon Whedon at 28 years old, the vast majority of these guys are much younger, but they are seniors. And I just wonder if, from that standpoint, and Whedon, of course, is the Oklahoma State quarterback on the South team, but from that standpoint, do them being seniors versus, say, underclassmen entering the draft, different dynamics there in the personalities and in the maturity level or whatever that you're dealing with?
I mean, I think probably, as you know, on a grand scale, you probably could say that. I think that senior year for a lot of kids is, you know, not indifferent from anybody going to college is a big year from a maturity standpoint. And you know, these kids didn't just jump into it last week like all those juniors.
Right.
You know, these kids have kind of been building towards this, and I'm sure most of these kids, if you ask them at the start of the year, would you like to play in the senior bowl, I think they all probably would have said yes.
Sure.
That's why they're here. So they want to be here, they're excited about being here, and you know, I think definitely there's some more maturity that comes with your playing your fourth or fifth year in college.
When you're actually scouting the practices, do you have a particular, I mean, you're director of college scouting, so you see more of the blanket of the overall picture, but are you focused in on any particular position at each practice, or do you take everything in at every session?
I try to take in as much as I can. It's hard because there's so much going on at one time. You know, if you're watching individually, there might be six different position groups going on. I mean, you don't have enough eyes to see it all. But what I try to do is pick, you know, X amount of guys before practice that I want to watch a little bit. So I spend some time watching the linebackers, the wide receivers, the O-line, the D-line, and watching the guys that I want to see work a little bit. Our scouts now, each of them has a position. So they're responsible for, you know, we have one scout who's just watching the wide receivers. So he's got to do a report on all the receivers following this game, and that includes practice evaluations. So he'll spend most of his time watching the receivers to get a really good feel for them. Whereas I think myself and John Sandusky spend a little bit more time on the group in total.
And when you're, let's say you're looking at linebackers, if you could give a feel for the types of things you're looking for, when you're, what are you noting from those players? If you can give kind of a breakdown of that drill, the things you've got to see that will tell you if you've got a real player that you could possibly draft.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a tough league from a physical standpoint, and you know, you've got to have size and you've got to have athletic ability. I mean, we kind of just start there. You know, is this guy big enough and is he athletic enough to play for us? If the answer is no, it's hard to you really can't. I don't think. Let yourself get talked into, well, he's the toughest and the most competitive and the smartest. Well, I mean, if he just physically can't do it, then he can't do it. So we kind of have a measuring stick with that. Now, once we think, all right, he can do those things physically, what we need him to do, how competitive is he? How tough is he? Is he instinctive? Is he a leader? You know, I think you want your linebackers to be leaders. I think you see that at DeQuell all the time, that one of the reasons he's a great player for us is the leadership that he provides.
Right.
You know, that guy, you know, one of them, is the call maker. He gets the call from the sideline from Coach Duran. He makes the checks, so he has to be able to speak up. You know, does he interact well with the guys out there? Is he the front of the line guy in drills? I mean, we look at all that stuff. It's you know, each part by itself is just a small part of it, but it is important.
And do you take your notes basically just a pen and pad, notebook? Are you dictaphone? I know guys do it a lot of different ways. What's your particular method?
Yeah, I have the notebook you can see right there.
Yep.
That I'll use if I got some more longhand notes. But I've always kind of been somebody who just remembers. I kind of do a lot of things on feel, and you know, I'll go back to my hotel room then and kind of put down a little bit so I don't forget it. But when it's come to football, I've always just kind of had one of those memories where it just kind of stays with me as long as I get to it within a short enough period of time. I don't forget it.
Photographic.
I wouldn't go that far by any means.
But no, that's great though, and it's got to be a tremendous aid in the course of this stuff. And the other thing is, once you talk to these guys the first time through, is it important to, you know, reinforce any relationships, or you've done the interview and it's done, or do you, because you're here with these guys for several days, is there ever a follow up? Okay, hey, you saw something in practice, and then you asked them about that. Does that come up every now and then?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, you know, we try to be aware of everything that's going on here.
Yeah.
And so if something comes up, if something happens at practice, you know, we might circle back on a kid and ask him some more questions. You know, I think, you know, I'll come over here tonight and talk to some of the kids that we've talked to already, just to have a feel for them as well. So really, I mean, we don't ever say, like, once you talk to the kid, once it's done. You know,
it's an ongoing process.
It's an ongoing process toward the draft, and we'll do whatever we have to do.
And Leslie, why does the game become anticlimactic? Why are the practices for you and for the rest of the scouts here, not just the Browns staff, but the whole league, become less, really, the game itself becomes less important than watching these workouts?
I don't think the game is less important, but we get the film almost instantaneously nowadays.
Yeah.
So that'll be there. And when you're watching the game film, you can see everything that's going on.
Sure.
I mean, you can see all 11 guys in every play, and you can see what they do. When you're at practice, you can't, you know, if you're just watching on the NFL Network, you can't totally see how's this kid interacting with his group. Is he a front-of-line guy?
Yeah.
You know, the camera's not always on the linebacker drills, you know, and we do get that film too, but there's stuff that you can see, I think, from practice that is important too. Now, it's
more detail.
It's a small part of it, but it is important, and you know that's why we're here.
Beautiful. John, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it.
All right, Vic, thanks. Have a great day.
John Spytek, he is Director of College Scouting for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Five tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to quick and take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retread, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food.
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio. Proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform, and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart, proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years, offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loved. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
PJ's Pizza, Final Four taste finalist in the Plain Dealer's Pizza Playoffs, wants you on their team. PJ's offers a wide variety of fresh pizza, wings, and much more, including PJ's award-winning potato pierogi pizza. PJ's and ESPN Cleveland want to make your big game party even better. Listen every day for the cue to call and qualify to win a pizza party pack delivered by Munch on February 5th.
Yeah.
Call 440-885-4355 to order PJ's today. PJ's Pizza on Ridge Road in Parma. Any way you slice it, it's the best pizza around.
When Lexus launched the RX, it was the original luxury crossover. And then, following its success, our competitors began to introduce their own versions. But over the years, one thing has become clear. While the RX is often imitated, it remains impossible to duplicate. The RX didn't just set the bar for the competition, it raises it every day. From building the first luxury hybrid to offering a pre-collision system with radar technology and a class-leading 10 airbags. When innovation happens, it happens here first. Which may have something to do with why the Lexus RX also has the best driver loyalty in its class. The Lexus RX. Why settle for a copy when you can drive the original? See your Cleveland, Akron area Lexus dealer.
Based on the average loyalty rate of all SUVs in the Lexus near luxury SUV segment since 2000 using our Upwork and Company's household loyalty methodology.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on location at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama.
And you just heard it. Yep, that's where we're coming from, Mobile. Going to be here all week broadcasting from the Senior Bowl through Friday, doing this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And, hey, you can see Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw for the first time together in 10 years on July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium, plus special guests Grace Potter and the Nocturnals and Jake Owen. Tickets are on sale now, available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. You know, I try not to be a jealous kind of guy. I really try not to get into the envy thing too often. But I was jealous today. I saw Todd McShay from ESPN, the draft analyst, saw his setup, this big bus that ESPN provided for him, which is just like a hotel suite on wheels, just this beautiful thing, all kinds of flat screen TVs. And that's where Todd invited us in to talk with him and get his assessment on the Senior Bowl talent. And this segment with McShay, it's driven by Liberty Ford. So happy to welcome to the show Todd McShay from ESPN, their draft analyst. Todd, how you doing?
Doing well. It's another week in Mobile. Exciting, coming off of a nice trip to St. Pete, East-West Shrine game. So it's always a jump up in talent. We're noticing it. Only two practices in now. We're excited to see the South this afternoon.
I mean, this for you is so much like, I'm just thinking, your Super Bowl week after week, right? I mean, this is what you wait for all year.
This is. And the fun part is you end the season just. And it used to be a couple of weeks in between, and you go back, but it's right now. It's, you know, right away. You get the national championship, and then four days later, I'm back on the road to St. Pete. So really start to get a better feel for the players, spend a little bit more individual time with them, see them in practice drills, and then obviously go back for about a month between the end of the workout and the All-Star games and the combine workout, and then just really watch tape and try to start to really slot in where these guys belong.
Zeroing in on this particular talent pool at the Senior Bowl, your thoughts on what you've seen in some of the practices you've watched so far?
Well, I've seen the North twice now. I didn't get out to the South practice yesterday. One of our guys went out there and was really impressed with the defensive line, and I'm excited to see them this afternoon. Quentin Copels from North Carolina is so physically gifted. If he can kind of bottle it up and play with consistency, he has a chance to be an elite player at the next level. I expect him. It's likely that he will be the first defensive player, maybe the first player from this game drafted. Also, Melvin Ingram from South Carolina is a versatile player who can play inside and outside and do some different things. And Courtney Upshaw, who's 6'1.5", not ideal height, but big, thick guy, 273 pounds, and very powerful as a pass rusher. Also, his experience is that, you know, they call it a jack, I think, the outside linebacker hybrid that can drop into coverage a little bit and do some different things defensively. So I'm looking forward to that group. Today I watched the defensive backs a little bit, watched some linebackers. I think that Alfonso Dennard from Nebraska is struggling a little bit. I'd like to see a little bit more consistency out of him. But at the linebacker position, some pretty solid overall play. Wagner from Utah State did a nice job, and the running backs as well. I thought all ran well. It's a pretty good group. I think underrated. Isaiah Pede from Cincinnati and Doug Martin from Boise State, I thought were two of the guys that kind of ran the hardest today.
In terms of headline guys, if we can call it that at this, with Kellen Moore, Boise State quarterback, and Kirk Cousins, Michigan State quarterback, how are they sort of showing in these early practices?
Well, you know, it's interesting watching these guys because they're so used to having success, and you can see them now in the second practice doing little things and tweaking their game to try to, you know, make sure that they're understanding where the receivers are breaking and which guy's faster than the other, and just how smart they really are. I've noticed that Kellen Moore does a great job getting the ball out quickly. Does not have an elite arm. It's okay. It's not a terrible arm, but has to anticipate throws, and I think does a great job of that. Undersized, not as short as we thought. Came in at close to 6 foot. I think he was 5'11 and 6'8, so 3/4, which is taller than Russell Wilson from Wisconsin, which he was 5'10 and 5'8, which would make him the smallest quarterback in the NFL, which is concerning. But I like Russell Wilson's skill set. If he were 4 inches taller, I think we might be talking about a first rounder, but unfortunately, we're probably talking about a day 3 pick who's going to have to be the exception to the rule. I think that Kellen Moore is probably a day 3 pick as well. Kirk Cousins has a chance to work his way in. Great intangibles. Does not have the elite arm or mobility or size, but is okay to good in all those areas. And I think the intangibles will help him kind of get in that third tier of quarterbacks. We know Andrew Luck. We know Robert Griffin III. They're the top 10 guys. Then you've got another, I'd say the second tier of possibly Brandon Whedon, but certainly Ryan Tannehill, who can't be here because of the foot injury. And then I think Brock Osweiler from Arizona State is underrated and could work his way in there. And Nick Foles, who also will be playing with Whedon in that South team, we'll get to see him this afternoon.
Looking at Cousins, I mean, one of the things that jumps out is he seems to really be trying to show that his arm is stronger than maybe some people think. I knew that was a rep on him prior to this postseason, and as I've seen him in these practices, he's really making an effort to throw hard.
He is, and sometimes that works against you, because you know anyone who's throwing the ball knows that you just have to trust your mechanics and throw the way you throw. And I think it helps him. You know, Russell Wilson does have a bad arm. I think he has a pretty solid arm, and you know, we talked about Kellen Moore, solid arm as well, but I think Cousins has shown he has the strongest of the three on a lot of the throws. Not elite, you know, in terms of the deep out and some of the throws you have to make in the NFL, but I think it helps him, and I don't think he needs to force it. I think he just needs to go out and throw the way he knows how to throw and let it come to him.
ESPN draft analyst Todd McShay joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Todd, on the defensive side, and teams, all teams can say this, but it seems like that great need for the pass rusher, the difference maker. Is anybody like that in this game?
I don't know that there's an elite speed rusher, but I mentioned the three guys before: Copels from North Carolina, Ingram from South Carolina, Upshaw from Alabama. I think all those guys, when you look at the league now, you're seeing more Jason Pierre-Pauls and Jared Allen, guys who it's relentlessness and a combination of quickness to power. You know, and getting the offensive tackle backed on his heels and having to respect the ability to beat him with power or to beat him with a double move outside in or inside out. And so I think having a versatile skill set can really help. And I think those three defensive players from the South team will show that. Vinny Curry is probably the best pass rusher, pure pass rusher on the North squad that we saw coming out of Marshall. A little bit of an underrated player, but also is not in that elite category. I think at best he'd be a third round pick. And Andre Branch, I'm still not sure. I know yesterday at the weigh-ins they said that he had not yet arrived. So I'm hoping to see him this afternoon. Sometimes, you know, there's decisions that are made whether, well, this guy didn't show up, so I don't need to show up. And you just never know with these games. But I'm hoping that Branch comes. I think he would qualify as the best pure pass rusher and a guy that has a chance to be a top 20 pick as either a 4-3 right end or an outside linebacker in a 3-4 scheme.
Given that it is the Senior Bowl and that we're talking seniors and that some of the better players, if not the best players in this draft, will be underclassmen, how does that impact the way you look at it and analyze it, again, as a draft analyst?
First of all, I hope one day we get to the point where underclassmen can come participate in this game, in the East-West Shrine game, and other All-Star games. I don't see how it affects a decision from a young man. No young man is going to make the decision to come out and play in the National Football League and not go back to school simply because he can play in an All-Star game. I mean, let's be honest. All it does is level the playing field by letting him come and play in a game like this and show what he can do once he's decided. Don't offer an invitation until he's made the official decision. And if, you know, once that's the case, then, you know, hold 10 roster spots or whatever the number is and let those guys come in and play. But with that said, you'd love to see some of those elite players here for the one-on-one matchups. You know, you'd love to see a Matt Khalil playing left tackle, going up against some of the pass rushers we just talked about. But it's not the case. You have to kind of take into consideration, you know, the players and the quality for every single individual matchup. And I think, to me, you know, once you do that, you understand who they're working against and kind of compare it against the big picture and what you've seen. But there's still 15 guys that... Well, 15 before some of the guys got injured. Probably about 9 guys right now are seniors who project as first-rounders that are here this week. And probably another 40 players who could be in the second day, you know, round 2 and round 3. So the level, the quality level is very high. And after the East-West Shrine game, which I thought was as good as we've seen in several years, but still maybe 8-9 guys in that day 2, to see maybe 40 in day 2 here and another 7-9 first rounders, it's a huge jump up in talent and a lot of, you know, enjoying watching these matchups.
And watching your process, I know you're an avid note taker, like we all are, but I mean, you're really seeing this and studying this the way NFL scouts do. But what else factors into your process of evaluation? Are you, I know you rely on contacts within the league and scouts and other people that you talk with within the NFL. Are you dealing with that here? In other words, is it some of your note-taking and some of your conversation sort of backfilling the whole thing?
I'd say 80%, 70-80% is just film study, which begins last May, basically right after the draft. We'll take a week off and kind of clear the head and get your mind right and start over again and spend most of May and June and then come back in August a little bit before the season starts. And then you have that basis of 250 to about 275 players. And throughout the season, we're updating things slowly, but then the underclassmen declare on January 15th and we'll start watching tape. That's what, the practice ends at 6:15 here. We go back to the hotel, it's room service, and watching underclassmen. We've been grinding away till about midnight every night getting those guys done. And then that other 30% is based off of character and durability. And I don't have a team of doctors. Unfortunately, ESPN hasn't hired a team of doctors for us yet.
Not yet.
No. and I don't have the luxury of sitting down with all of these players and really getting to interview them. I think that's the big difference between what we do and NFL teams. The time that they get to spend on campus talking to the physical trainers, the coaches, teammates, random people in campus, you know, the lunch lady who's giving out food. How does he treat, you know, how does this guy treat you? And what kind of young man is he? All those things that they learn and all the background checks that they do, we just have to rely on them. So that's, I think, a lot of the time that I spend talking to guys, whether it's here, the other All-Star games, the Combine, or just over the phone, that's what we're really trying to get to. Because I don't need someone else's evaluation. I could be right, I could be wrong, but what I do really need to get from the NFL teams is that kind of that information, the medical and the character assessments.
And you're going to take at the end of all this what you get from this and then revise where things are. I mean, could this week of practices truly influence significantly how you rank your players?
You know what we do? We have them ranked coming in, and then we watch, and then we sit down at the end of it, like we did on Sunday for the East-West Shrine game. We'll do it on Sunday over the phone when we come back from the Senior Bowl, and we'll just talk through all of our notes and kind of get them all down and compare what we saw versus what we've seen on tape. And then the guys where there's a discrepancy, you know, all of a sudden if Brian Quick, the Appalachian State, who looks like he's fast and a good athlete, but he's playing against FCS competition, get him out here against, you know, Alfonso Dennard and some of the top cover corners in college football who are running in the 4.4s instead of running in the mid 4.5s in the 40-yard dash. If we see a difference, then we're going to go back on tape with that in mind and really focus on that. And that's when the evaluations will start to change. I mean, guys will move up slightly and down slightly just off of what we've seen here, but the vast majority will be going back and really trying to focus in on what was different from what we saw here compared to what we saw in 4 games of tape from 2010 and another 4 to 5 games of tape in 2011.
Great stuff, Todd. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Enjoyed it, Vic. Always fun.
That is Todd McShay, ESPN draft analyst, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford from Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Get behind.
behind the wheel of a new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Choose from hundreds of Rangers in stock now with up to $6,000 in rebates. Plus, get a free remote start and bed liner with your purchase now through January 31st. Only at Liberty Ford. That's right, up to $6,000 in rebates plus a free remote start and bed liner on a new Ford Ranger. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick and take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great time, great food.
Hey Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your ways. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game day. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Emergency. This is a weather alert.
No matter what the season, Sal's Heating and Cooling keeps you comfortable. No nonsense service since 1975. Serving Cleveland and Akron, Sal's is an A-plus rated company with a Better Business Bureau and other services. Always a live person to take your call 24-7, so call today for an estimate. Don't get hooked by seasonal specials. Sal's has specials all year long. Visit salsheatandcool.com or call 440-582-4748.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Rhoda here, and are you ready for the snow? The team at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge is, as they want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Like the 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport. Lease it right now starting as low as $259 a month for 36 months with no money down. That's crazy. I'm driving one of these babies right now and loving it. The look, the way it handles, the all-weather capability, and it's a trail-rated vehicle so I can go anywhere and do anything in my 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Maybe you're not into leases. You want to buy? Even better. How about a starting price of $20,500 on that brand new 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport? Only at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last. Call today for more info. 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you.
Welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And Browns fans, deposits for 2012 season tickets and club-level memberships are now being accepted. To place your deposit today, you call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com as we broadcast to you live from Mobile, Alabama, the site of the Senior Bowl here at the Riverview Hotel, the headquarters hotel for the Senior Bowl. Both all-star teams, north-south teams, are here, the college seniors of those clubs, and NFL personnel everywhere, all kinds of media. We're on our radio row here, so a whole bunch of setups of the various radio stations and national stations broadcasting live from here as well. But Cleveland Browns Daily, I can proudly say, the only team affiliated show broadcasting here. Very proud about that. And this segment, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
Well, this is a real treat to be at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, and to have Bernie Kosar, who I usually talk with by phone, actually by my side here. Bernie, welcome to Mobile.
Beautiful Mobile, Alabama. I think every single person in the NFL or who wants to be in the NFL is in town here today.
Yes, and the emphasis on a lot of the wants to be, because that's what we saw out at the practice session, the south session today especially, but it was true this morning at the north session, where it's
it's sad but also encouraging. I mean, a lot of, you know, you want to be a go-getter, and if you want to work in league, and I see a lot of very young people, some not long out of college, but also some veterans that I've known around this league, coaches who are out of work because of staff changes throughout this league, recently fired, looking to, you know, get their resumes out there.
Yeah, and I think you summed it up perfectly. In a way, it's somewhat sad, but also in a way that these guys are investing in themselves, showing their own initiative, and coming here because at the Senior Bowl, it's the one first bowl game where really the NFL systems are in place, all the NFL coaches, all the NFL general managers are here, and they're really getting looking for that kind of diamond in the rough within the game. But more so than that, they're trying to fill out their staffs, fill out their organizations, and guys who are maybe out of work because I just ran into Pat Hill from Fresno State, who was, after 15 years at Fresno, was released this year. Him and his staff are here looking for jobs, and you see guys that want to be part of the organization, want to be part of the family.
Right. And Bernie, you've this was the second year in a row. I know you said you came down here last year, and I know for you, and it's fun because walking into the practice session today, it was within, let's see, we shut the car door. I think we walked not even 100 feet, and here comes a fan with a Miami Dolphins jersey. I was hoping it would be a Browns jersey, but I know there were several Browns fans giving you shout-outs, but the first guy got you with a Dolphins jersey.
Yeah, I expected. I got quite a few Browns 19 jerseys today, which was honoring. But, yeah, the first one was a Dolphin 19, which kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah, no, a little bit, but it shows you, again, that it is a big attraction, obviously, for a lot of the fans, a lot of the memorabilia folks. But, True Blues, and they see any of us walking around with our, like, my shirts with the Browns emblem, and they're saying, go Browns, and I love that down here in Alabama. But the fun for you, I know as much as anything else, you're a fan of this game. You like watching a lot of the young talent. So it's just, I guess, the opportunity for you to just be around these practices and a lot of your friends and cohorts throughout the league.
Absolutely. I mean, you reminisce from the Browns fans, seeing Ernest Biner here today, getting a chance to sit and watch the afternoon practice with him. But again, watching these kids, and even as we're doing the interview right now, you see the kids from the North and the South team walking around in our midst, trying to meet scouts, trying to meet people, trying to do their initial interviews with NFL teams and NFL scouts and or coaches to make that impression, you know, because it only takes one coach or one general manager to like you as a player, and you get your ticket to be drafted. So you see these kids really trying hard to talk football and put their game face on.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does on this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, but joining us here in Mobile, Alabama, as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl. Bernie, you did not play in this game, and your pathway to the NFL was through the supplemental draft, and it was actually as a sophomore coming out of Miami as an underclassman. But as you put in perspective what games like this, this game, there was an East-West Shrine game played last week in St. Petersburg, and obviously the NFL process, scouting evaluation process, goes through these all-star games. They're going to be at the Combine later in February. But how do you sort of equate or assess the importance of a game like these practices and a game like this week at the Senior Bowl?
Well, it's incredibly important for guys that, look, there's nothing as important as your game film and your body of work that you put on film that you did at your college. But for the NFL scouts and coaches to get a chance to meet you and watch you practice, watch your intensity, to interview you, to talk to you, this is the difference for guys, whether they're picked at the end of the first round, the middle of the first round. Are they a fourth-round pick or a second-round pick? And you don't want to see, and if you're a player, you don't want to be one of those guys that's projected to be in the middle of the first round to the middle of the second round, and you get a little too into yourself. You get a little too cocky. Maybe you spend more time with the agents and your family than you do with the scouts and being nice and meeting people, and you come across as aloof or not loving football or having a posse, and you could drop from the second to the fourth round. And that's, I think, the real key for some of these guys, is to not get caught up in all the peripheral things and really just focus on football to really solidify their draft position.
And because you hear when we talk with the various people, I've talked with Tom Heckert about this, with of course with John Spytek on this show tonight, but also John Sandusky, director of player personnel for the Browns, Spytek director of college scouting. They all talk about this the importance of really getting to know these guys, and in particular when there are flies, when there are flaws, when there are character issues coming up. Those are the guys they really want to talk to and get and address the specific issues with them, and maybe more importantly, how they handle the answers to those critical questions.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no substitute for sitting down face-to-face with a young man and kind of looking him in the eyes and not, I don't want to say putting him on the spot, but putting them and asking them the tough questions to see how they answer, how they respond. Do they look you in the eye? Do they shy away from it? Do they mumble through a BS answer? You know, are they honest about it? Do they take accountability for past mistakes, or are they blaming somebody for past issues? It's a really important part of the process.
Do you think a player can honestly do something, whatever the position might be, in these, say, these workouts, which are so, again, critically evaluated by all these 32 teams, to truly help his stock? Can somebody have a lights-out performance in this setting, honestly speaking?
I think, by and large, you're somewhat grouped into an area. But yes is the short answer to it. And I'll tell you why I believe that, is when you're going up against top-tier competition, guys that a left tackle going up against a defensive end who's going to possibly be picked high in the draft, and you're able to show good footwork and good technique and kind of own him on these drills, mm-hmm. as opposed to the other left tackle who's maybe a spot or two in front or behind you, and he has an issue with them, or, you know, flat back and forth lots of ways, you're going up against good competition, and seeing it face-to-face and how you handle it, it sometimes can make a big difference, especially for some of the kids that are from some smaller schools.
Right, right. And again, you and I are going to be down here through you for a good portion of these next couple of days. We'll be here the whole week broadcasting the show, but look forward to having you back, and again, just getting your general thoughts on a daily basis on what we see here. This is a lot of fun.
You're stuck with me, Vic.
I love it. Can't think of anything better, any better person to be stuck with on this show. He is Bernie Kosar. He joins us regularly here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, broadcasting from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Looking for a high-quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Go to libertyford.com and search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models with special internet pricing. Plus, bring in your tax return to any Liberty Ford location, and with our guaranteed financing, you can drive out in the vehicle that fits your needs. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio. Proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform, and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart, proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years, offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need.
Hi, I need an insurance quote.
I've got auto quotes, home quotes, life quotes. What kind of quote?
An auto quote?
We have liability and collision with a $250 deductible going once.
Wait.
Going twice.
But
sold to the woman with the confused look on her face.
Getting a quote shouldn't be such a rush. At Liberty Mutual, we'll take the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you today. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/agents and take the time to speak to a Liberty Mutual agent today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
An article appeared in Furniture Today about the 10 most worrisome challenges facing the mattress industry. One of these was despecking is continuing. Less really is less. There is no way around that simple fact. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. And unfortunately, most mattress manufacturers are cheapening their products in order to boost their bottom line. One-sided mattresses have become the norm. Real box springs have been replaced by foundations. And inner springs are continually being downgraded. At the Original Mattress Factory, we are committed to building quality products. We still make two-sided mattresses built with natural cotton padding, heavy gauge innersprings, and supported by real shock-absorbing box springs. As a result, We have a reputation for quality and consistency, and over half of our business comes from repeat customers and referrals. So visit an Original Mattress near you, or check us out on the web at originalmattress.com.
Toyota owners, visit your participating Toyota dealer for a complimentary battery inspection and get a Toyota True Tube battery installed for the Toyota suggested price of $99.95.
So cold out. I can't wait for vacation this summer.
Tell me about it. That's why I've decided to get LASIK at LASIK Plus before we hit the beach. I'm really looking forward to getting buried in the sand and swimming with the kids because I could get rid of glasses and contacts.
I know. You might get 20/20 vision like many LASIK Plus patients. And Dr. Thomas has done over 19,000 procedures.
And it's totally affordable, takes just minutes, and it could completely change my life.
Just think how amazing snorkeling will be now that 20/20 vision is a possibility.
For your free LASIK exam, call 855-300-2020 or visit AskLASIKPlus.com. Don't wait another day. Look forward to the spontaneous sight of life with LASIK Plus. Attractive financing options are available. Call 855-300-2020 today. Not everyone will achieve 20/20 vision. Glasses may still be needed. Complications may include halos, glare, dry eyes, double vision, over or under treatment, ectasia, or vision loss. For details, visit AskLASIKPlus.com.
Sunnyside Audi is Cleveland's only four-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer. With over 150 years combined Audi sales and service staff, Sunnyside Audi has the highest customer satisfaction of Audi dealers in Northeast Ohio. Check out their great selection of new and certified pre-owned Audis, located off 71 and Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights. Now with extended sales and service hours. Check them out at sunnysideaudi.com. Now offering loaner and valet service. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnysideaudi.com. Ever feel like you hit a roadblock when marketing your small business? Constant Contact combines email marketing with social media to help you overcome that barrier. Visit ConstantContact.com to get started.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on location at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama.
And we welcome you back to Mobile, Alabama, where we're camped out to cover the Senior Bowl, cover the practices that are going on all week long. And that's really what this is about. It's the practices, the teams that are assessing the NFL teams, their personnel departments, their coaches here, all 32 represented, just an army, plus some out-of-work people as well in the league who are trying to find some jobs, joining that, as we discussed earlier with Bernie Kosar. Time to answer your questions. This Ask Vic segment is driven by Liberty Ford, and we get your questions via the Browns' official Facebook and Twitter pages, such as Kenny, who submitted this via Facebook. Vic, do you think the Browns will ever sign a, quote, big-name free agent, or will they trade for a player who can come in and be a leader? I want a high-profile quarterback, wide receiver, or running back. When was the last time you saw a team in the Super Bowl that didn't have at least one of those positions? Kenny, you make a valid point. Look at the Super Bowl that we're going to see coming up in less than in about, what, 10, 11 days in Indianapolis. And it is two outstanding quarterbacks. It's teams with extremely talented wideouts and in the case of the Patriots, tight ends. And it's a team that, you know, you're looking at running backs, not so much on the Patriots side. It's a committee there, pretty good ones on the Giants. But again, your point is well taken. I don't, however, see this team going willy-nilly at free agency. By that I mean, you know, recklessly going out there and spending just to get the big name, as you put it. There's where the danger sign is, because you can really overspend foolishly. I think it's about being targeting the player that fits well, being smart about it, being wise about your investment, and knowing he's a good fit. And I think the approach that the Browns have taken to free agency, very selective approach, is really the approach that works better than the more aggressive one, in my mind. And I think it's all about drafting, too. With 9 picks in this draft and two in the first round, we know what the approach is going to be of this football team from a personnel standpoint. It's exactly what we know it to be. Focus on the draft. Charlie, being a Browns fan here in Oklahoma, sends this via Facebook. I'm glad I can hear the show on podcast and get all the news about my beloved Browns. Looking ahead to the draft, any chance that the Browns are looking at Vinny Curry from Marshall as a second or third round area? Hopefully he'd be available. Nice defensive end, high motor, would be a good fit. I like your scouting analysis, Charlie. I don't know whether the Browns have him targeted at all, but I'm mentioning this because you broke him down and see him as a guy that could be interesting. And at from the Browns official Twitter page, at Flash Lynn. If Peyton Manning gets released by the Colts, should he be in a Browns uniform next season? My initial thought on that is no, not because of Peyton Manning, the guy that we know, and that's the question, which Peyton Manning is available? Because if he's released, I think it's going to have a lot to do with the fact that he isn't healthy. I know he went on record and said he's not going to retire. He told Bob Kravitz, a writer in Indianapolis, that. It's an interview that's being widely distributed, but I don't think it's going to be a wise thing, because if he's out there, he's damaged goods. We want to thank John Spytek and Todd McShay and Bernie Kosar, Drew Boatner, and Dave DiNatale, my outstanding producer. We will talk to you again tomorrow night on this show from Mobile, Alabama, the Senior Bowl on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.